Hey guys, Connor Hanna here, Everything and Everything. Fuck. Rewind. Hey, my dudes, Connor Hanna here, Anything and Everything podcast. With the. God fucking damn it. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to be adding a song at the beginning of every episode that I do, just to give you guys a little bit of the taste of the music that I like. That I'm interested in. I already fucking said that. God, I'm fucking horrible at this. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna be putting one song at the beginning of every episode, to give you guys a glimpse of my preference of music and stuff, the kind of stuff that gets my blood flowing, you know. This one that I put at the beginning of the song, fuck, at the beginning of the podcast, motherfuck. Okay. It's called Revolution Is My Name by Pantera, one of the greatest songs ever written. Anything by oh my fucking God. Oh my God! Stop fucking up. Okay. It's a good song, written in the year 2000. Last album by Pantera, unfortunately. Give it a listen. Thanks for listening. I love you. Hugs and kisses. Bye. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Connor, and you are listening to the Anything and Everything podcast. This is going to be episode number 20. This is super spicy, super delicious. Goes down kind of rough, comes out even more rough. So what I wanted to talk about today was I found this little passage that I had written in my notebook about a year ago when I was prepping for my bodybuilding competition. And it's true. It's everything that I am truly afraid of. And what got me thinking about this is that I listened to, I don't know if you guys know who he is. His name is David Goggins. He was a Navy SEAL. He was an Army Ranger. He went through BUDS training 3 times. He's done ultra marathons. He's fucking done it all. And it just got me thinking of how much of a little bitch I am. I'm like, why do I feel like this right now? And then I got back to thinking this passage that I wrote down in my notebook, and I'm going to share it with you guys right now. So my fears. I'm afraid to fail. I am afraid of embarrassment. I am afraid of being judged. I'm afraid of not being accepted. I'm afraid of disappointing people. I am afraid of being too happy, and I'm afraid that I'm not working hard enough. Now, this was at a time where, I was prepping for what I thought was like one of the biggest things in my life, and it is one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. Even though that I didn't win, I still went through and suffered just like everybody else, you know. And in doing so, I learned a lot about myself and to accept those fears and to bring them to life and to try to learn from them. I wrote down my solutions to them as well. So I'm afraid of failing. Learn from your failures. You have to learn from your failures. How else are you going to learn? You can't just take one loss and then that's the only loss you're going to take for the rest of your life. No, whether you like it or not, you're going to keep losing for the rest of your life at certain things. You're going to keep failing at things. You can't succeed at everything unless you keep trying. You know what I mean? I'm afraid of embarrassment. Well, own your mistakes. Own up to the stupid shit that you do. Own up to all that dumb shit that you've done in your past and learn from that as well. I'm afraid of being judged. Well, a judgment from someone else is, it's not something that you can feel with your hands. You can't see it. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. It isn't even fucking real. You can make the choice to listen to that judgment or not. If you want to listen to that judgment, you're going to end up losing and not losing in the failure sort of way. And I'm afraid of not being accepted. Create your own group and accept who you are, or at least become familiar with who you really are and stop lying to yourself, I don't think you should accept the way that you are, because if you accept the way that you are, then you're accepting mediocrity, you're accepting complacency. Yum. I'm afraid of disappointing people. Well, you don't live to please other people. They're not connected to you at the hip. You know, not every decision has to be run through other people, and you don't have to run through what everyone else is going to think about your decision. You know, like your parents or like your close friends, your girlfriend or whoever. Accept yourself. You know, you're not trying to please anyone else. You need to please yourself. You need to do what makes you happy. And another one, I'm afraid of being happy. I'm afraid of being too happy. I'm afraid that, you know, if I go down this road, it leads to a really good place because of my anxiety, because of the way that my mind works. I always think of the after. I always think of, like, what if afterwards? Like, what if this happens? Or, you know, this isn't going to last forever. This happiness isn't going to last. Well, that's true. There will always be a cycle of happiness and sadness. Always. There's going to be huge ups, huge downs. There's going to be small ups, small downs, medium ups, medium downs. You name it. But enjoy the positive, but never revel in the negative. Never revel in that bad shit, because when you start reveling in that bad shit, you're like, oh, this song makes me sad. Let me listen to this song over and over and over and over and over again. You're reveling in the sadness. You're reveling in the negativity, like a song that reminds you of a bad time in your life. And if you listen to that with that intention, you know, it's gonna be, you're gonna have a bad time, as South Park would say. And I'm afraid that I'm not working hard enough. I think that I'm a very hard worker. I know I'm a very hard worker, but sometimes you think that maybe you're not doing enough. I think that all the time. Like, am I doing everything that I can? No. The answer is always no. You can always do more. And you need to work harder. Just plain and simple. Every day, give just like 5 to 10 more percent than the day before. Or the last time you tried that certain thing, like that certain workout or that certain activity, try just 5%, 10% more. Put in a little more effort every time. You know, these things in life, it just, sorry, I have my coffee. I had to be honest with myself when I was prepping for my show, because all of these thoughts were coming into my head. And I'm like, all right, I gotta stop doing this, or else this is gonna be my downfall, you know. And if you guys are like me, you find yourself in this place all the time, constantly thinking about the what ifs, thinking like, no, I'll just do this instead. I don't want to try this. I'm gonna eat this food instead of this food, and I'm just gonna fucking sit on the couch and watch TV. Listening to this David Goggins guy, God, it made me feel like such a weak little bitch, just a weak-minded person. And the thing is that I know I'm not a weak-minded person. At any given time, I can say without a doubt, unless it's David Goggins, you know, if I'm in a room with somebody, I am one of, if not the most ambitious and driven people in a room at any given time. I know this. And again, unless it's David Goggins, otherwise, he's a superhero and you're a newborn baby. You know? But what's constantly overshadowing that is those fears. Those th fears of, what if I embarrass myself? What if I fail? What if people judge me and say, like, oh, this guy's this, this guy's that? It's like, well, you don't have to listen to that. And if you embarrass yourself, fucking own it. You know? Make it funny, do whatever, treat it as a joke, and just keep going. Keep trying. And if you disappoint people, it's, well, sorry, man. Can't live up to your expectations. You can't live your life for other people. That's why it's your life. It's not their life, it's your life. This kind of shit. And sometimes I hate talking about this kind of stuff, because I feel like it's just reiterated over and over and over again. But this is my take on it. And my take on it is obviously a little bit different. I've been through my own things in my life. I've been through my version of hell, and in my opinion, I'm still going through it. But it's you just learn to get stronger every day. You learn to deal with it better. You learn to channel that energy in a different way. You learn to, like, for instance, I've recently tried to delve back into those dark times of my life. Try to mimic, not mimic, that's a bad word. I've tried to get the same feeling that I had, or remember the way that I felt in those dark times of my life, like back in high school, back in middle school, times when my family members were dying, times when I was just feeling like an absolute piece of shit. And much like David Goggins, I lied about everything that I was because I hated myself. It was fascinating to me when he said this, when he said that he would lie. He's like, "Oh, well, you like this? Well, I love it." That was me. Why did I have to be like that? Because I didn't like who I was. I couldn't accept myself, and that's why other people didn't accept me. Which is kind of ironic, because when you crave acceptance and you want acceptance, that's when you don't get it. That's the fucking bitch of it. That's the irony. But my advice to you guys is, if you are feeling stuck, you are feeling lost, you're feeling goddamn sorry for yourself, write down and be honest with yourself. Those things that you're afraid of, those things that you keep, shoving back down in the deepest parts of your brain, bring them to light. Don't like go like, oh my gosh, I can't remember. I can't believe I did that, or like this. I can't believe I was like that, or that I am like that. No, let it grow. Let it flow through your mind. Like water through pipes. Just let it flow. Let the thoughts flow, and realize the way that you think. That's why I wrote these things down. Write all these things down, and I promise you, if you come up with solutions and you do your damnedest to live by them, you will be surprised by what you can learn about yourself. And that's all I got for you guys today. Hope you enjoy it. Message me, leave a comment, do your thing. Give this podcast a listen. Tell your friends. All six of you that listen to this, tell your friends. And again, thank you very much for listening.